You are listening to a divine service.
Or a lecture.
Or a sermon.
Or a performance.
Or a podcast.
Or something else.
From St. Vladimir Orthodox Church.
Join us soon in person.
Just Google St. Vladimir Ann Arbor.
On our website, you will find our full schedule of services.
And a lot more.
Find us on Facebook.
Or on Vkontakte. Yeah.
Or follow us on Twitter.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
But most importantly,
please know that you are always welcome at St. Vladimir's.
Enjoy this audio presentation of St. Vladimir's Church, and please join us in person soon.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today we gather in the Holy Church and listen to the appointed gospel. A gospel that is well known to us because it's used rhetorically, it's used, the image is used, the symbol is used often in our English language. And this is the gospel where the Lord is walking upon the waters. The disciples are out in a ship where the storm is raging. The Lord is apart from them, he is praying. And then he walks with them on the waters as they struggle with their fear. Peter, being bold, asks to come to the Lord, and he does receive the blessing to do so. But then he begins to fear, and he begins to sink in the waves. The Lord joins them in the boat, the storm calms, and they go over into the land of Galilee, which is called Gennesaret in this particular gospel. The lake is also called Lake Tiberias sometimes. It's hard for us. We get a little confused. Where did all these lakes come from? In fact, Gennesaret, Tiberias, Galilee, it's all one lake. And this is where the Lord did most of his preaching, quite honestly, in Galilee. It's only when it was time for his crucifixion and death that he really went down to Jerusalem for any length of time. So it seems like a kind of a everyday sort of Jesus Christ miracle, you know. Walked on the water. Peter walked on the water. But what does it mean to us, honestly? I think there's at least one thing that we need to learn here, brothers and sisters. There are many, actually. Many sermons are written about this particular gospel. But I hope that we'll concentrate on one today. And that is this. That very often, we become confused. Very often, we think of the sort of antithesis of faith as unbelief. But often, as is the case today, it's fear. And fear is something that blinds us. It makes it impossible for us to think straight. And it's very difficult for us to pray while we are struggling with fear. And if we are honest, each of us struggles with fear to a greater or lesser extent. Sometimes that fear is so strong that it blinds us, that it makes it impossible for us to be able to think, to be able to speak, to be able to pray. And the cure for fear, as is evidenced in today's gospel, is Jesus Christ. You know, we are told, be courageous. You know, gird up your loins and go into battle. Yes, that's true. We must have the will to overcome fear. But if we are honest, we've never probably even really had this conversation with ourselves. We just think, well, I'm afraid and this and that. But we need to do something about that, brothers and sisters. Peter didn't just say, okay, I'm sinking in the waves, see you in the next life. No, he cried out to Christ. And he came to take his hand. And together they walked to the safety of the boat. Or, if you would like to think of it this way, to the safety of the ark. Right? The boat here represents the ark of the church, where we find our salvation. So because fear has become such a part of our lives that it's basically integral, and we don't think about it very much, it's important for us, brothers and sisters, to pray proactively, to examine our lives, and see, am I fearful? What am I afraid of? and to ask the Lord to help us, so that next time that fear comes, we will turn to Him instead of hiding or shrinking back. In another place in the Gospel, the Lord is even more open about this. When He goes to Capernaum after He has fasted in the desert for 40 days after His baptism, He goes down to Capernaum and He says to them, "Fear not, believe only." You see, brothers and sisters, as it says in the Old Testament, there's nothing new under the sun. We are struggling with fear just as our fathers did and our grandfathers and the people who lived during Christ's time. But everything that the Lord did, everything that He said, every example that He gave to us was for those people who were around Him and also for us. You see, the Lord was not praying away from the disciples and said, "Well, let's walk on the water today, just for fun. You know, I can do it, I'm God, I can do whatever I want." No, there is a lesson here for us, and that is that the cure for fear is Jesus Christ. This is what I hope you'll take home with you. That the cure for fear is Jesus Christ. And if we are to overcome this fear, which captures us and makes it not possible for us to pray or to do good or even really to have a nice conversation, we have to prepare ourselves now. Even while we are in God's house, we have to ask the Lord to strengthen us. Peter didn't just say, "I got this, Lord. I'm sinking, but I'll be good." No, he cried out to Christ, asking for help as he sank, as he was in fear. The other disciples in the ship, they were in fear. When Christ came to them, the waters calmed. Brothers and sisters, let's understand that today's gospel is not just one of those fillers. Like, there was an open Sunday, let's just throw that gospel in, our father said, you know, we'll get to something else later. No, this is meant for us to be an important teaching. Because we fear. We fear a lot, if we are honest with ourselves. But that's not good for us as Christians. That's not helpful for us as Christians. That's not salvatory for us as Christians. However, it's not something that we should spend a lot of time beating ourselves up about. Rather, brothers and sisters, let's decide that we're going to get to work on that. That we're not going to accept fear as part of our lives, but that we're going to do all that we can to drive it from us. Having a will within ourselves to do that, and understanding that it's only by the grace of God, it's only by Jesus Christ, that we are able to really drive this fear away. And if we have that firm intention today, now, and we ask the Lord's help, just as Peter asked the Lord's help, then just as Peter received the Lord's hand and was guided back to the haven of the ark, so too will the Lord reach down His hand and help us in our time of fear. Brothers and sisters, let us trust Him. Let us turn to the Lord now and ask Him to strengthen us so that next time we are in fear, we will be as Peter and we will turn to Him immediately. We won't try to deal with it only on our own. We won't just say, "Oh, I should just be courageous. I should just be this or that." Yes, we need that intention, but we have to have it blessed by God's grace. And if we decide today that that's what we will do, brothers and sisters, if we decide today that this is how we're going to deal with this fear that attacks us again and again, then we'll be just like those disciples. In the storm, when we call upon the Lord, we will have calm. And it's in that calm that we will find the opportunity to struggle, to work, to save our souls. May the Lord grant this to all of us. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this audio production of St. Vladimir Orthodox Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Please join us in person soon. To learn more about our parish, please visit our website, stva2.org. That's S as in Sam, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, A as in Apple, the number 2.org. See you soon at St. Vladimir's.